USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. In front of Independence Hall in Philadelphia on Thursday night, President Joe Biden spoke plainly about the threat he sees from the MAGA wing of the GOP. He acknowledged, though, he is not speaking about most Republicans.
The Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy in Scranton Thursday offering a rebuttal to President Biden's Soul of the Nation address. McCarthy called on the president to apologize after recently suggesting former President Trump was leading the GOP towards semi-fascism.
What Joe Biden doesn't understand is that the soul of America is in the tens of millions of hardworking people whom he vilified for simply wanting a stronger, safer, and more prosperous country.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A federal judge said she would make public a more detailed list of the items the FBI took during its search last month of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, opening the prospect of a much fuller picture of what documents might be among the classified material that was seized. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon's decision came during a hearing Thursday over whether to appoint an outside party to review the materials now in the Justice Department's hands, to determine whether issues of executive and lawyer-client privilege put some of it out of bounds to investigators. China is charged with crimes against humanity.
The United Nations has accused China of serious human rights violations in a long-awaited report into allegations of abuse in the Xinjiang province, home of the Uyghurs. Beijing called the report a farce arranged by Western powers, but UN investigators say they found credible evidence of torture and crimes against humanity. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Virginia Jenny Thomas, the conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, pressed lawmakers to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 victory not only in Arizona, as previously reported, but also in a second battleground state, Wisconsin. That's according to emails obtained under state public records law. The Washington Post reported this year that Jenny Thomas emailed 29 Arizona state lawmakers, some of them twice in November and December of 2020. She urged them to set aside Biden's popular vote victory and choose their own presidential electors, despite the fact that the responsibility for choosing electors rests with voters under Arizona state law. The new email showed that Thomas also messaged two Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin, State Senator Kathy Bernier, then chair of the Senate Elections Committee, and State Representative Gary Toshin. Delta pilots are picketing.
Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States in hopes of advancing contract negotiations. Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International is picketing outside Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where he talks about the timing of the protests around Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend is about labor. We're organized labor. So timing this going into a holiday weekend where it's busy was essential.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.